because it affects education, it affects hiring, it affects everything.
I think it's kind of an example, Buck, of the fact that they're bad on so many different things that if we just had 40-year high inflation and everything else was great, maybe you just focus on inflation. The Democrats, I think, almost benefit by everything being so awful that there are so many targets that sometimes it's hard to focus on any one.
Right. Remember, if you were at a house party where the cops showed up, which happened to me a few times, believe it or not, you always wanted there to be so many people there that you probably weren't going to be one of the ones that got chased and caught, right? Like, you don't want it to be, if they roll up on you and there were four guys and you're drinking a beer illegally on the street, they used to arrest people for stuff like that, but, you know, believe it or not. Did they do that in Tennessee? They definitely would do it in New York City. You want there to be enough people that if you made a run for it, they wouldn't get you. There are so many issues now for Democrats that it's tough to sort of focus in on one. Remember, zebras, folks, for example, you know this, Clay, this is true. Zebras are not meant to blend in with their environment. They're meant to blend in with other zebras, as in make it harder for the predators to single them out.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That's how zebra camouflage works.
Tomorrow, Buck, we will be at 14 days, exactly 2 weeks. I know a lot of you are already voting, but we are going to continue day by day, tick them down, and give you the direction of where we are headed. We're going down to Alabama for Senate candidate from Alabama, Katie Britt, who is going to be there, as well out to California. You know things are going bad for the Dems right now, Buck, because they're having to defend seats in Oregon and in California. We're going to go out to California for a toss-up seat. Should be great. We will continue to hang with you and fight for sanity in an insane world.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
With the upcoming midterms, keep something in mind. You don't just vote at the ballot box. You vote with every dollar you spend, including your monthly cell phone bill. Verizon Wireless customers, you're supporting a company that canceled One America News for their support of President Trump. AT&T customers, your company owns CNN. And T-Mobile customers, your CEO advised Democrats on how to beat Trump.
Instead of all this, how about switching to Pure Talk to support your own politics for your cell phone service? A company that believes in giving you great service at a low cost, like unlimited talk, text, plenty of data for just $30 a month. Families on a Pure Talk plan save almost $1,000 a year.
We're Pure Talk customers, and we love their service. You keep your phone, but your bill is lower, and you get 30 days risk-free.
Here's how to sign up from your cell phone. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, to save 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250, say Clay and Buck.
The United States was born from the idea that government should operate in a way that benefits the people. Crime and inflation rates alone indicate that our current government is harming rather than helping the people. Polls agree. What can we do? Joe from Texas has background on some of the big issues we're facing, and he's put it all together in no-nonsense terms at joefromtexas.com. Time to fight back together. For practical solutions to America's problems, visit joefromtexas.com. Paid for by Joe from Texas.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Demand the showroom at South Point presents Through the Years, featuring the actual Kenny Rogers Band. A rare journey featuring the music and life of Kenny Rogers with his original band, videos, stories, and his greatest hits played by his original band. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Through the Years featuring the original Kenny Rogers Band, October 28th through the 30th, live at the showroom at South Point.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A deadly school shooting in St. Louis. A gunman broke into a high school this morning, fatally shooting a woman and a teenage girl and injuring six others before he was killed by police. The shooting at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. The gunman, reportedly a 20-year-old male, no names have been released. A Michigan teen pleads guilty to killing four in a school shooting last year.
Is it your own choice to plead guilty?
Yes, sir.
16-year-old Ethan Crumbly, who pleaded guilty to all 24 charges that included terrorism and first-degree murder in a Michigan school shooting that killed four students last November. Oakland County Assistant Prosecutor Mark Keast in court.
He made the decision, after substantial reflection, to commit first-degree premeditated murder.
Yes.
A first-degree murder conviction typically brings an automatic life prison sentence in Michigan, but teens are entitled to a hearing at which their lawyer can argue for a shorter term. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at townhall.com, Georgians breaking records in early voting with turnout on Saturday, surpassing the 2020 election's sixth day of early voting by 20%.
The 79,682 voters who cast ballots on Saturday also marked a 159% increase from the first Saturday of early voting in the 2018 midterm elections, according to the Georgia Secretary of State's office. Georgia Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said in a statement, quote, "Every eligible Georgian who wants to be registered to vote is registered to vote." Early voting in Georgia will continue through Election Day on November 8th. So far, 816,862 ballots have been cast, including 76,247 absentee ballots. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Bet on Wall Street. The Dow is now up 505 points. The NASDAQ ahead 97. This is SRN News. Townhall.com.
The world is getting crazier. The stakes are always getting higher, and elections are right around the corner. Big days are ahead, but wouldn't it be nice to go back to the good old days?
With Legacy Box, you can. Legacy Box transports you back to the glory days so you can rewatch and experience your family's past. Simpler times when the only thing that went tick-tock was the clock.
Legacy Box professionally digitizes your aging home movies, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos, updating them to digital files that can't fade or be lost. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to save your family's captured memories.
Legacy Box has been trusted by over 1 million American families.
So digitize your memories with Legacy Box. Grab some popcorn and gather the family to revisit the good old days. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering a special election sale.
Go to legacybox.com/lbox to get an incredible deal. Buy today to take advantage of this limited offer. Go to legacybox.com/lbox. Legacybox.com/lbox.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The carpool lanes on the 15 and the 95 are now open for everyone. Now, sort of. Beginning today, the HOV lanes along parts of the 15 and the 95 are going to be open to all drivers daily from 10 at night until 5 the next morning. The move is part of an 18-month pilot program which will study the best use of the carpool lanes. Local traffic officials say the changes have been made after a multi-year study in Southern Nevada showed high traffic volumes on the 15 from around 5 in the morning until about 8 and 10 at nighttime. Sports bettors over the past couple of decades could normally count on Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers to cover the spread, but not so much anymore. Brady and Rodgers are a total of 4-10 against the spread this season, costing sports bettors a lot of cash. Brady's Bucks were the biggest favorites on the board yesterday, but suffered an embarrassing 21-3 loss to the Carolina Panthers. Green Bay lost to Washington 23-21 as four-point favorites. Bettors won big on the Raiders, though, and won, and they covered the spread against the Texans 38-20 at Allegiant Stadium. This weekend, the favorites went 6-6 against the spread with four outright losses. The unders went 7-5.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Bumper-to-bumper flow is on Interstate 15 southbound right now, mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. Those lane restrictions are there. That's all part of the Tropicana Interchange project. And do expect backups on that transition, leaving 215 west, merging to 15 north.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, October 24th. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. And we are now 15 days away from Election Day, 2 weeks from tomorrow will be Election Day. We hope we'll know the night of November 8th exactly what's going on. This may be instead of Election Day, it may be Election Week, it might be Election Month. We will know soon enough. A guy that will be chronicling all of that and more is our good friend Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Victor, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thank you.
You survived the windstorm?
I did not blow away. And more importantly, none of my children blew away. So.
There you go. Then we'll count that as a blessing. Let me just ask you, this is day three of early voting. I voted on Saturday at Desert Breeze Park. And it was a no-brainer. There was no line, helpful staff, but not a lot of voters. What do we know about those who have voted so far? The one thing I do know, at least in reading John Ralston and others, is that the first 2 days were light in comparison to what we might expect. What do you know about the early voting, and is it as light as John Ralston is saying it is?
Yeah, no, it certainly was. You know, I don't know if half is probably too much, you know, maybe 60-70% of what you would expect in a high-interest midterm. But, you know, it's likely that the wind blew people away or kept them inside. You know, they just thought, I'll go in the next couple of weeks. I don't have to go right now. It's windy out. I think the signs are generally encouraging for Republicans. It's a little early, and you know, I don't know if the mail has the first batch of mail ballots has come out yet. And so that's going to be the big key, because what you would expect here in Clark County is that Democrats just dominate the mail, and you know, they should be ahead in the early voting, and they're not. You know, the Republicans actually outvoted them this weekend in Clark County, which is an encouraging sign. But you don't get a full perspective until those mail ballots come in. And so what you'd expect is, Democrats start off with the lead, and then, Republicans kind of chip away at it. And, if it comes out and it's just, Democrats have a 10 percentage point lead after the first batch of mail ballots, that means Republicans are in really good shape. I want to say 2 years ago it was something like a 38% lead or something. You know, just some massive Democrat number, lead number. And the Secretary of State, 2 years ago they put out daily totals from all the counties, so you could really have a good sense. And they're not doing that this year. They're just doing a weekly thing, which is really disappointing. And you aren't going to get a full sense of how's Winnemucca and how's Elko and Ely and what's happening in Nye County. So we can get some guesses from what's happening in Clark and Washoe, but we're not going to have the full picture for a week, and then we'll just have basically a weekly update with the early voting in those places.
Okay, so what are the numbers so far that you have?
I don't have the up to date numbers. I'm sorry. It's something, I think Republicans are up slightly on the early voting. That's what I remember seeing, but I apologize. I don't have those numbers
okay.
right in front of me.
Not a problem. The RJ came out with their endorsements for the U.S. House and Senate, and they went predominantly for Republicans. They did not support Sam Peters. They endorsed Stephen Horsford in CD4. Any particular reason why that you can pinpoint?
I'm trying to think what the editorial said. I think there was some appreciation for Horsford's work for some of the rural parts of the district, and there's kind of this interesting dichotomy among the left of we have to have green energy to save the world, but don't you dare mine it because then you're going to disrupt the environment. And I think there was some appreciation for some of Congressman Horsford's efforts to kind of speed some of those projects along. So those are the opinion of the paper. They aren't necessarily my personal opinion, but I think that was some of the thinking.
Explain the process the newspaper goes through. I mean, I've never been a part of it. I don't know that you've ever been a part of it, but as a columnist, do they even consult you when they're getting ready to make their endorsements?
So it's, the editorial board is myself and the editorial page editor and then the publisher, Keith Moyer. And, ultimately, just like any paper, the paper's endorsements reflect the publisher. And so, I think I did some of the endorsement interviews. I was in most of the in-person ones that we did with some of the bigger offices. So everyone asks questions and you kind of get a sense of the candidate and where they stand on things. And, obviously there's some interplay there, but, the publisher has the final say. I mean, that's how the newspapers go.
And when you do the editorial, and I'm assuming you did not write the editorial, that outlined the Senate and the House endorsements, is it a matter of so the publisher says, we're going for this guy, this guy, this gal, this gal, and then you guys make up the reasons why we did it. I mean, do they do it that way, or is it something else?
If you wanted just like a 30,000-foot view, I think there's kind of an understanding of, what do you appreciate about this person? What are your concerns about this person? Obviously the publisher is not, like penning all of the editorials, because the editorials are the opinion of the paper, but the publisher has lots of responsibilities and things to do. But I think it's more of kind of, there's an understanding of, what stood out about a candidate, kind of where the paper is at on issues and kind of where the overlap is there.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the RJ coming out with their new set of endorsements for the Senate and the U.S. House. Any other surprises that you saw in the announcement? They went for Laxalt. They went for Sheriff Joe. They went for Mark Robertson. They went to went for April Becker. I'm not sure if I missed somebody, but... by and large, everybody but Sam Peters.
Those were the big ones. I mean, I think you can look at those races, and I think, you know, I think Republicans have a I would be shocked at this point if Becker didn't win. I think she should be a pretty significant favorite. You know, I think Robertson is I think I'd put him as the favorite. I think that race is going to be close. You know, Representative Titus is kind of unique in her own brand, and you know, her challenges, they just moved her into a district where no one knows her, and she's been in this, you know, she's been way too left for the district that she's in right now, and so I think that's kind of hurt her. And so, you know, I think Becker is very likely to win. I think Robertson's got a good chance. I just think you would say Peters is the least likely to win. I would not be surprised by any means if he wins. And I think that race is close, and I think Republicans have a real shot to win it. But if you're just looking at, you know, what's the margin of victory going to be, or the margin of separation, you know, I think it's going to go in that order.
When do you come out with the other constitutional offices, treasurer, lieutenant governor, et cetera?
They've all been out. So all of the RJ's endorsements are out. They were in the, you know, Sunday we did the big federal races. And then, you know, the couple weeks before that we did, you know, local races, ballot questions, the other constitutional offices, you know, the Board of Regents, Board of Education, or trustees, excuse me. And so all of those came out and we'll put them away.
Off the top of your head, what did you folks do relative to the other constitutional offices?
The RJ endorsed Starvos Anthony, Zach Conine, Cisco Aguilar, and Aaron Ford, and Andy Matthews.
Okay. Let me just ask you, back when I was growing up and when you were growing up, endorsements of newspapers were critical. With the internet, with online stuff, is it that important, or do people really look at the newspaper and say, "Oh, well, then I better vote for this person"?
Well, I mean, I'm a little biased. I'd like to think it's important. I don't think it's necessarily something where, you know, people just say, you know, oh, I'm going to, you know, put my ballot up to the RJ's endorsements and check it all off. I mean, what I'd like to think is, you know, you understand the reasoning of the paper, and you understand that, you know, the paper has taken the time to interview and to research and to consider. And, you know, I would hope it'd be something that would inform people, you know, even if you disagree or if you think, oh, I don't like that about this person, so I'm going the other way. I think it's at least, you know, kind of a reference point. And then when you get in some of the offices that, you know, people are a lot less sure of, you know, like the county clerk and the county recorder. And I think there's a lot of value in that. A lot of the judges, you know, when it's a political office, you kind of just have a guess of like, oh, he's a Democrat or she's a Republican. And, you know, I align or I don't align with those values. But when you get into some of these more technical positions, like, you know, the county assessor is doing all the property tax stuff. I mean, they're not setting the property tax rate. They're going in and they're assessing the value of the property. And it's like, that's a technical skill. And, you know, judges, you know, there is, you know, especially at the Supreme Court, I mean, your ideology matters, but at these lower levels, a lot of it is just, you know, are they competent? Are they experienced? Are they going to you know, they have a history of being fair and impartial. And so I think there's a lot of value to newspaper endorsements for those offices.
More coming up with Victor Jenks, the three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 15 days away from Election Day. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
I just made my holiday travel reservations, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. It's a great time to get together with friends and family, and I'm not going to miss out on any of the fun. That's why I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing just over a year ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, not understand. The folks at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. So if hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all the world has to offer, call my friends Steve Romeo and Matthew Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's all about Las Vegas.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victor Jenks joining us 15 days away. Gosh, this is scary. 15 days away from a midterm election, the first 2 days of early voting. Let me just ask you, as far as the national picture, we keep talking about, is there anything that can happen between now and election day that can change what appears to be tilting towards the Republicans nationally? Do you get a sense there is something out there, an October surprise or something that's going to change what's going on?
I don't think, there's a predictable October surprise. I mean, I think they've been trying with the January 6th committee. You know, they subpoenaed Trump. But no one's paying attention. no one cares. It's all about the gas prices. It's all about the economy. Maybe there's some education sprinkled in. I think releasing the oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, I mean, that was a blatant attempt to bring down prices before the midterm. So I don't think there is some sort of, in wait October surprise.